You are listening to the Team Flower Podcast, where we talk about flowers and the people who have dedicated their lives to sharing them with the world. Hi, my name's Kelly. I'm your host, along with Janine Harris, who is the community builder here at Team Flower and owner of Bundles and Blooms in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. Today's special guest is Mandy Hess of MJM Designs. In this episode, we're discussing what it means to be an everyday philanthropist. Mandy is sharing how she's built her business to include work with charities that are making her city strong. It's so inspiring. This podcast is brought to you by Team Flower. Team Flower is an online learning community focused on educating, connecting, and empowering flower lovers worldwide. Whether you're a professional farmer or florist, getting started, or just love flowers, welcome to the party. If you'd like to know when new podcast episodes are released and receive fun video tutorials and articles, sign up for our Pen Pal Club. It's free. Visit teamflower.org and click on free resources. Well, welcome, Mandy, to the Team Flower Podcast. It's so great to have you here today. For those of you listening, my name's Kelly. I'm the co-founder of Team Flower with my husband, Jesse, and I have Janine here with me today, who is our community builder, and she arranged this interview with Mandy, and we love Janine. Say hello. Introduce yourself.
Hey, let everybody know who you are. Yeah, this is Janine. I'm so glad to be here, and happy to be working with Team Flower and with Kelly and Jesse.
Yeah, super fun. Well, tell us, Janine, just a little bit about Mandy, why you asked her to come on the podcast today, and then you can just sort of take it away here.
Sure, yeah. I was looking for some community at our Team Flower community, and I discovered Mandy, and I was looking at her website and noticed that she does something really cool with some of her proceeds, and just wanted to ask her a little bit more about that. But before we get into that, Mandy, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey just with flowers?
Yeah, definitely. And hello to everyone. And I'm super pumped to be here and share this information that I can share with you guys. So thanks for listening. So yeah, a little bit about me and my business is, so I have a visual arts degree that, you know, went to college. I was like, that sounds fun. Let's do that. And yeah. I just kind of, you know, found my way through flowers by working at a flower shop in college, delivering, cleaning buckets, you know, all that, but normal stuff that you do, slowly learning, you know, how to make a corsage during prom and how to design a dozen roses during Valentine's Day, things like that. And then after, you know, later down the road after college, I decided flowers is kind of where my passion was, and I wanted to kind of explore that a little bit more, and scored a couple like internships with local wedding florists here in the Denver area, and just kind of learned and just kind of blossomed. And luckily with my art background, it helped with, you know, the composition and the art and the colors, you know, palettes and things like that. So after working retail for a couple years, I was like, I think I'm ready to do this on my own, and started my business, MJM Designs. So we are a like a boutique wedding and event floral design studio. So I really love it. This is definitely my passion job, and it's so exciting to do this, you know, and, you know, be around happiness and color and just create stuff for couples. It's just, I love it. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really cool job that we have, like to be able to be there in those special moments and to, you know, bring them that thing that you don't maybe necessarily get to have flowers every single day, and just, I don't know, when you hold them, it just really elevates the moment.
Agreed.
And
yeah.
I think it's a really special thing that we get to do. And so thank you so much for your work that you're doing out in the Denver area in weddings and events and all that kind of stuff. And it's great to hear your story and how all that came to be. So what else do you want to ask, Janine?
I definitely want to know just kind of how you came about to deciding to donate a portion of your proceeds to various different organizations. So tell us about like how you came to that decision and if there were any influences in your life that led you there.
Yeah, definitely. So I actually have been working at a veterinarian hospital for about 9 years on top of owning my business the past 4.5. So I, you know, I grew up wanting an animal and I was like, you know, begging mom and dad, get me a dog. And it just never happened. So I was like, well, fine, I'm going to get a job at a vet hospital and be around them all the time.
Good call.
So I've been working reception at vet hospitals and we see a lot of things and sad things, but really happy things as well. I also have a little bit of a background in nonprofit humane work, so volunteering for local humane societies or organizations, helping with them with events and raising money through grants and those events to help, you know, help animals. So that's kind of where things kind of started, is like I saw the nonprofit world, I saw how it works, I saw how difficult it is to, you know, it's hard asking people for money, but you have this awesome cause that you want, you know, you want to share with people and you want to share that passion with people. So as an expression of my own values, I added that into my business plan when I created my business. So it's just something that I wanted to, in a sense, give back to my local humane societies and other organizations within the area, just because I feel such a passion for animals, you know, and they can't speak up, they can't talk for themselves. So that way, you know, giving them, you know, however much it ends up being, you know, it could be $20 and that helps feed dogs, you know, it could be a blanket, it could be, you know, anything that helps. And, you know, of course, not just dogs, but cats and all animals that need it and the help with the adoption process and things like that. So I wanted to make sure that was part of something that I was able to do as my business, is to give back to those organizations.
Yeah. And something I love about just what you said, you know, even if it's just $20 or it's just a blanket or it feels like some small thing, you know, we all want to see like poverty eradicated from the face of the earth, right?
Totally.
But it can sometimes, whenever we feel like that what we have to give isn't enough, it can keep us from giving in the first place. And right. So the thing about these big projects is that it's something that's cut out for a team of people to do, right? So you've got $20, I've got $20, Janine's got $20, all of a sudden we've just like tripled it. And so it's those small steps and those little things that really do add up to be something that is, you know, significant and helps a lot of people. Teamwork is a really beautiful thing. And I love too, like how, you know, sometimes it can be a little bit confusing, like, you know, well, where should I give or what should I do? Because there are so many great causes to give to. And I love that you chose the one that had so clearly intersected with your life and your passion, and that you're able to, as a result of being so involved in that particular thing, you're able really to be extremely knowledgeable about it and to be kind of like a spokesperson for the animals that can't speak for themselves or for, you know, any number of other types of organizations where there just needs to be somebody who has a voice and a passion about it and it just can naturally spread. So yeah. I think that, you know, if you're a listener that's on today and you're thinking, you know, there's all of these needs are, you know, I really like the idea of that, but how, you know, it doesn't have to be a lot. And I think that's what we would really just this month at Team Flower, we would really like to just encourage you that it just is small things can make a really big difference. So thank you for doing that and for sharing it. And also I love too, like about how, you know, your art background, you recognized and you saw that there were transferable skills in that and that you were drawing from that and you're translating it into your work with flowers, because there's a lot of people who maybe have gotten into flowers and they haven't been, you know, quote unquote formally trained or, you know, something like that. But really, like, we've been training our whole lives for this, you know, we really have. And there are so many, that's what I love about all the different stories of Team Flower members, is that we all have really interesting, diverse backgrounds and these beautiful blends of experiences, and how those can translate into our businesses and work is something that's really cool.
Yeah, I totally agree. Mm-hmm.
So you'd mentioned, you know, the Humane Society that you're working with. Are there any other organizations that benefit from your donations?
Yeah. Unfortunately, my brother has a traumatic brain injury, so what they call a TBI. It happened about 2 years ago. So I added Brain Injury Alliance of Colorado organization to my list of charities that I donate to help with getting the word out about what a traumatic brain injury is and, you know, helping with the research as well as finding information on finding a specialist in that, you know, specialized doctor in that area rather than, like, with him, he had to, you know, search for months and months trying to find a doctor that will help him and understand what exactly is going on to help him start healing. So that's another way that I try to give back, is that I've created a passion for this and want to let people know what a TBI is and what that entails. And unfortunately, it's what they consider like an invisible injury, because it has to deal with the brain. And so a limb isn't missing, or, you know, my brother isn't limping or anything like that. But he does have an injury that he deals with every day. So that's something that is very, very personal to me that I like to donate to as well.
Absolutely. So do you want to tell us just a little bit about what it is and remind us what that specific organization was again?
Yeah, so it is the Brain Injury Alliance of Colorado. So it's specific to Colorado, but you can, you know, find organizations in every state that helps with this and nationally. So they have their mission pretty much is to help through guidance with resources, support, and education that, you know, to help with the lifelong growth of Coloradoans affected by injury of the brain. So what happened is my brother was in an ATV accident. He had a helmet on, but he basically landed on his head with a major concussion. So that's kind of any head trauma can be considered a traumatic brain injury. And it depends on person to person how they're affected by it. For like him, he has memory loss, and he has obtained a little bit of an arm twitch due to some, we don't know why, but just something to do with everything else. But, you know, he can't work right now because he can't stare at a screen all day, like a computer screen, and he can't do physical labor because he just gets exhausted. So it's kind of like this whole snowball effect of everything that's going on that he's trying to deal with. And every person that has a traumatic brain injury is different. They can have different symptoms. They can heal quicker than others. So it's kind of hard to track right now, but, you know, that's why, you know, giving and helping with those resources is so important.
Yes. Well, and two, to have support that is outside of a doctor for something like that is
for sure
really huge. Really, really huge. Okay. That's really great. Any other organizations that you want to mention while we're on today?
I mean, most is all like local organizations. I try to, you know, help with the Colorado Children's Hospital. And then there's also an organization that's located here in Colorado, but I believe they're nationwide, which is the Morris Animal Foundation, and they help with research for animals who have cancer. So they're kind of doing cancer research for animals. So that's I had a friend that's dog had cancer, so it's kind of like, well, I'm going to donate under, you know, her dog's name and things like that. So, you know, as my main donations are for like the Humane Society and then Injury Alliance of Colorado, I do donate here and there to smaller, you know, not smaller organizations, but my donation is a little bit smaller compared to the other two. Just that I've, you know, try to, you know, if something strikes me and is like, oh, you know, I'm going to donate to them. I just take that feeling and go with it. So it's not just
I love
specific.
That. So yeah. I love that you're just open to it and that the answer is yes. You know, whenever you remove the answer is just yes. I think that at least for a long time, actually, for me, I was so much in the habit of, you know, even just when you would go through the grocery store checkout line or something mm-hmm. like that, and they're like, hey, would you like to give a dollar to, you know, this or that or whatever. I was just, you know, the person in front of you says no, the person in front of them says no, you're just kind of, oh, no, not today. You know, like, right. it's just a habit. Right. But, like, in reality, like, it was like, oh, no, like, I really do like actually want to do that. It was kind of just like this it was just really, it really was just like a habit. But
and
yeah,
when you see like the GoFundMe pages that come across on your Facebook, you know, well, I can give $10, you know, that's fine mm-hmm. to help mm-hmm. for me, you know, me, it's always animals, but even, you know, your sister's friends whose daughter is going through something, like there's always something that comes across, you can come across to donate to.
Right. Mm. Yeah. Love that.
You know, Mandy, one thing that I really love about what you do is how you are keeping so much of your donations local. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been talking about community building and how can we do that better and how can we do that with Team Flower, and we've really just focused in on that local community. Like, mm-hmm. how can we bring people together to serve one another, but also to serve the community that they're in. So thanks for doing that well. yeah, I think that's really awesome. And I can tell that you being a part of these organizations, even in whatever way possible that you can, has definitely impacted you personally. I also would love to hear how this has potentially impacted your business. Have you seen clients come to you saying, hey, I love that you do this. I want to work with you because of this.
Yeah, I've had a good handful of couples, you know, either through consultations or through website, you know, contacting me and saying, hey, I saw on your website that you donate a part of your profits or, you know, part of each wedding, basically, to a charity. And I love that. And thank you. So it's been great. And I want to do like a shout out to Black Sheep Bride, which is an inspirational site that features wedding products, planning, and professionals that give back. So it's a nationwide website that you can sign up for that basically you're just pledging to give back in some way, in any way. And they kind of just feature you on their website as I'm a wedding professional and this is how I give back and this is who I give back to. So I've gotten a lot of great response from it, and not that that's what I am looking for at all. It's more of a personal thing for me. But the you know, the couples that do hear about it, even down the road after they've booked me or whatnot, they're like, that's awesome. So it's been great.
Yeah. So cool. Well, if you could say something to somebody who maybe has never thought about this before, maybe this is the first time that they're like, oh, like I could do that. What kind of advice would you give to them, or how would you encourage them to kind of take that first step and get started?
Yeah, I mean, I think if they thought about like what they were passionate about, you know, and how, you know, if it was human, you know, child trafficking or human trafficking and, you know, just even things to do with humans. With me, it's just humane with animals. But I mean, it could be anything that you hear about and you're like, oh my gosh, I feel so passionate and so driven to, you know, to do something about whatever's right. going on that they read, that they hear about. You know, it could be as simple as that. And what's nice is that here in Colorado, we have what's called a Colorado Gives Day. So there's one day, and it's coming up in a couple weeks in December, it's every December, that is kind of just the day. If you're looking to donate to any organization, you can go to this website and find the organization or find a couple, you know, under a category and donate. And, you know, it's really awesome because that in that day, they'll say, hey, today Coloradoans raised, you know, $50,000 or however much. So it's kind of a really cool way to help out. And I did a little bit of Googling and it looks like most states do have this kind of same type of give day, like a donation day. And so that's kind of a good way to, you know, luckily it's at the end of the year. So if you're looking for help with, you know, taxes for next year, that's always a good write-off, if anything. But, you know, just to look up and see what organizations are on that website, and might as well donate and be part of that large number that is, you know, announced on the news and kind of things like that. So
teamwork right there in action. So exciting.
So,
I think it's definitely easy for us to kind of just separate the things that we love to do from the things that we are passionate about. Mm-hmm. And I just love how you have combined those two together and you said, no, like, actually, I'm doing the thing that I love because it allows me to also do this thing that I'm passionate about.
Right. You know, as business owners, you kind of have that flexibility to add that to your business plan, which is nice. You can make that own decision for yourself.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Mandy, it has been so wonderful to get to know you and to hear about these organizations that are benefiting from your donations and just to hear your heart in all of this. I'm definitely encouraged, and I hope that all of our listeners are as well. So thank you for joining us today,
thank
Mandy.
Thank you, guys. It was fun.
great. Well, all of you that are out there listening, thanks so much for tuning in to the Team Flower podcast today. We will see you next time.
This podcast is brought to you by Team Flower. Team Flower is an online learning community focused on educating, connecting, and empowering flower lovers worldwide. Whether you're a professional farmer or florist, getting started, or just love flowers, welcome to the party. If you'd like to know when new podcast episodes are released and receive fun video tutorials and articles, sign up for our Pen Pal Club. It's free. Visit teamflower.org and click on free resources.